And welcome to Movie Mandates. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Andrew.
And this is the show where my brother and I force each other to watch movies based on a specific monthly theme. And it is October. And this month we are continuing our journey of double features. In our previous month's episode, we watched Brothers Cinderella Duo, Dreams Come True, and A Twist in Time. And now we conclude our delectable pairings this month with my mandated movies, 2003's Hulk, and 2008's The Incredible Hulk. So, did 2008 truly earn the Incredible moniker? And out of the two possibilities, did my favorite superhero get a good origin movies? And did they really need a third Hulk in Mark Ruffalo? I don't know, but we'll talk about all of that and more. But first, we have to challenge trivial. All of these words and more. I chose the movies, so brother gets to challenge me in a little segment we call Trivial Trivia.
Okay. So, the Hulk is typically green. He's been a couple other colors, but typically our Hulk is green. But there is another superhero who is green, and that is the Green Lantern. But did you know that the Green Lanterns come in a variety of other colors as well?
No.
Oh, good. This is going to be fun. All right, so how familiar are you with the mechanics of the Green Lantern?
Okay, so they can think it, and it gets created.
Yes. Do you
mechanics.
Know?
Mechanics.
Right. The Green Lantern, the power ring, the Green Lantern's power ring.
Yes.
It is based on a certain emotion. Do you know what emotion it is? If you don't, it's a real hard one to guess.
Oh, well, I was going to, then no.
Okay, it's willpower.
So
the reason, generally speaking, the reason the power rings, how they choose, they go across the cosmos and they pick the new candidate for the Green Lantern. They generally will pick the person with the most willpower because the making the green construct is a matter of will. But if you get all kind of defeated and I can't do it, I can't, you can't make cool stuff anymore. It takes power of will. So willpower.
You'd be a good Green Lantern.
Maybe. All right. So I'm going to give you some other Green Lantern colors, and you're going to tell me what emotion drives them.
Oh, I'm very excited right now. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Yellow.
Well, it can't be cowardice, because then they...
that would actually be there, as far as I know, there is no cowardice. However, I think recently they added a gray lantern, which is sorrow. I have not read this one. I just saw this on like Wikipedia or something like that, because I was looking to check my work, make sure I was remembering them correctly. I'm like, I'm not going to bring that one up because I've not read anything by this. I don't know anything about it, but the Gray Ring of Sorrow. I'm like, I kind of want to read this.
I can't do this anymore.
We're all going to die.
Joy.
Let me give you all the colors and then you can see if you can assign them. So we've got yellow, blue, indigo, star sapphire, which is not a color, but it's pink or violet, orange, red, black, and white.
Okay. White. Oh, well, that's not they're all emotions. Like, truly, they're emotions. Is there anything that's like, it's not really
is there
an emotion?
Black and white are not really emotions. They're more concepts.
Because I was going to say purity for whites, but...
Yeah, the black and white are kind of weird.
Black, white, red, orange, star sapphire.
Which is pink or violet, but they're called the star sapphire core. So
yellow. What are the other ones?
Blue and indigo.
Blue and indigo. Okay. Anger is red.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anger, one of the more notable Red Lanterns is a cat. It's an evil, angry cat named Dexstar, I think is its name.
Blue is sleepiness. Star Sapphire is love.
Star Sapphire is love.
Okay. Blue is peace, like tranquility.
You're really close on that one.
Okay, let me come back to it. Yellow.
You see the Green Lantern movie with Ryan Reynolds?
I did not.
Okay.
I've heard to stay away.
So Sinestro is the bad guy, and he's the leader of the Yellow Lanterns.
Oh,
Sinestro. Maybe that'll
well,
narrow
that's
down what kind of
sinister.
emotions we might be working with here.
Envy?
Is there
There's
another one of them is kind of close to envy.
all right. And you said Sinestro was the yellow dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think more like Star Wars dark side type emotions. What emotions lead to the dark side?
Hate.
Yep. Think. Can you think? Can you remember Yoda's little "This leads to this. This leads to this" from a.
Suffering. Hate leads to suffering.
What's the first thing in that chain?
Anger, right? But anger is red. Anger.
Maybe I might be remembering it wrong.
No, I'm probably remembering it wrong.
Let me look it up.
Leads to
Mm.
anger. Doubt? No. Can you imagine that's here? I
Okay,
doubt I
something. Yeah, I am right. Something
Of
leads
course
to
you are.
anger. Anger
Anger.
leads
Anger
to
leads
hate.
to
Hate
hate.
leads
Hate
to
leads to
suffering.
suffering.
So, what leads to anger?
Confusion.
What emotion is Yoda and Mace Windu sensing in young Anakin? Touch something in you.
I sense much.
What does
I'm
Pennywise eat?
children.
Seasoned with
Fear,
fear. There you
fear,
go. Very good. You got
fear. My children.
fear
So
leads to
yellow is
anger. Anger
fear?
leads to yellow is fear.
Interesting. Well, that doesn't.
Now,
That is an interesting.
envy, I will, is really close to one of the others, which is avarice or greed.
Oh,
It's
certainly.
I don't think I've ever heard it described as envy. It's more
Sure.
greed, but which color do you think is that one?
Indigo or black?
Nope.
Black.
No.
Really?
I have no idea how I think they just picked a color on this one.
Then orange.
Orange, yeah. So I'll give you a hint on black and white. White is all of the colors. So it's all of the rings. So all emotions, which all of the emotions would be the sum totality of.
Exhaustion.
Yeah, it probably would be, yes.
Euphoria.
I can see where you're getting that. It's life.
Oh, and okay, sure.
What do you think black is?
Death.
Yeah. The weird thing about Necron's black lantern ring is it raises the dead. So from my perspective, the black ring does more for life than the white one does.
Huh.
I mean, the Black Ring just raises dead people as zombies, which were under Necron's control, so it's not really a great thing. There's a whole arc. Ask Jeremy about, I think it's called Blackest Night.
Interesting. So I still have blue and indigo. So is
Blue
there like
indigo.
a curiosity or like a.
Blue is blue is ha is kind of related to Superman.
Strength,
Well, he has a blue suit, and
power.
his shield means
Oh, his symbol means safety. No, his symbol means.
at least in the Man of Steel movie.
He never talks about it. Oh, in
It
that
does.
movie.
Because Amy Adams is like, hey, nice ass. And he goes, oh, it means
Yeah, it does. It means
the same thing that at the end of Rogue
motherfucker.
One, where they get the Death Star plans to leave.
Yeah.
What is
Yeah.
that? It's
Stupid.
the only thing Obi-Wan Kenobi is to Princess Leia. She wants his
It
help because he's only one thing to.
hope.
Hope, there you go. Blue is hope.
Yeah. You're my only hope. Blue is hope.
And apparently, at least in Man of Steel, the S shield means hope.
Yeah, yes.
If I'm remembering right, I think
No,
so.
you're absolutely right. No, it is. It is hope. I just.
So that leaves Indigo, which last I had to look this up because I just remembered the staves that they use, but apparently they have rings too, so whatever. This one is the Indigo Corps are the kind of ones that would adopt every stray kitten and doggy in the universe.
Compassion.
It's compassion, yes. Now, when I was looking at on the internet to make sure I remembered these, when I found the gray sorrow ring,
Gonna write that
there's
down.
apparently a gold ring which was described as
Poop.
willpower and maybe more. I wasn't really clear on it. And then there's the ultraviolet ring, which I don't know if humans can see it because that's outside the visible spectrum, but apparently it's hidden negative feelings. And I'm not sure what to make of that.
Unfortunately, hidden negative, because I'm going to ask him about these later. That's why I'm writing them all down, because I'm also interested in these. If you couldn't see it, the ultraviolet ring, and it's hidden negative feelings, I'd be like
Is it
slinging
able to?
sh all the time. It'd just be constantly like a hammer going. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry,
Are you doing something?
I guess it's me. Sorry.
You have a lot of negative feelings. I can't. I don't know. Couldn't find them.
They're hidden.
You're
What can I
exactly.
say? I need to go to therapy. That's so interesting because, like, so this is, I know we're not talking about this, but, like, what an interesting thing because wouldn't you, like, because again, I don't know much about the Green Lanterns, but, like, wouldn't you want the feelings to be ones that you want to feel often, and wouldn't you not want to be like, I'm so angry here. I
Well, that's why the yellow and
oh,
the
that's is
blue are
because
the
it's
bad guys.
the bad. Okay, that's fine. That makes sense.
Which
The
is kind
orange
of weird
ones.
because I guess Sinestro is powering his ring not by the fear that he feels, but maybe the fear that he's causing. That seems to be like an external emotion. It's
Yes, I
kind of weird.
have.
It's a comic book. What do you want? I just like the Red Core because it has Dexter the kitty, a very angry space kitty.
And I.
I think Mr. Febreze or something is
La la
the
la la la.
orange one. I think there's only one. I think that's a Green Lantern Corps of one, if I'm remembering
The
right.
orange.
Yeah, it's just one guy.
It's just one cat. Oh
I
no, the cat's
think.
the red.
Now the cat's one of the red ones. There's a bunch of most of the Lantern Corps have many in them. Like there's the Atrocitus, I think, is one of the other red ones. Good name, right? Sinestro, Atrocitus. Are you a bad guy by any chance? I mean,
Yeah.
that name, I didn't really have a choice. Like,
Abomination.
Like, seriously, I had a bunch of resumes into like every Starbucks on every street corner, and no one wants to hire a guy named Atrocitus,
Yeah, right. That's a real thing.
you
That's yeah.
know? Let's see. The Green Lanterns, you've got Hal Jordan, Guy Gardner, Kyle Rayner. These are just the Earth ones. John Stewart, what's something Cruz? It's not
And
Penelope Cruz. Jessica Cruz.
Hal Jordan is the one that is normally followed. Like, is he like,
I
because
th
that's.
Hal, I think, is the first character that was presented in the comic books as a Green Lantern.
Okay.
He wasn't the first Green Lantern. He got his ring from another guy who died. Well, he got his ring because he died. You know, a purple alien crash lands on Earth, who's a Green Lantern, and it's like, oh, go, I'm dead. Go find a new one, and it finds Hal. And since we've had a bunch of other Earthlings as Green Lanterns, hell, I think Carol Ferris, Hal's lady who. I think she was the first Star Sapphire. I think
Oh.
she's been a Green Lantern at some point too. I think Hal's
Interesting.
been a couple of other colors too. Actually, I think Hal ends up getting the white ring. I think
Ah,
a
life.
bunch of the characters have been a bunch of different things a bunch of different times. It's like how many people have been Batman or the Flash over the
Oh, sure. Sure, sure.
Of course, so.
That makes sense. Kind of like, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That's interesting. I love learning about lore of comic books. It's very fun. Oh, speaking of lore, I just got the Lord of the Rings box set with The Hobbit right there.
Oh, all right.
Right there.
The movies or the books?
The books. I'm going to read all of them because I've decided I need something happy and familiar right now in my life. So, ding, 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 ding. Happy and familiar right back there. And the Hulk, he's happy and familiar.
Yes,
See?
known for his happiness. Very, very
He is
going down.
totally known for his happiness. Absolutely. Not anger at all. Why would he be known for his anger? I'm losing hair. Ah, oh, don't you love aging and
One of
all
my
that
favorite things
falling out of
that
your head?
the She-Hulk show
I like it.
introduced was the idea that Hulks don't have to be angry. They're not, or rather, they're not by default uncontrollable rage beasts.
Right.
It's just Bruce.
That's just Bruce.
He's
Sure,
just got
sure.
some really unexamined issues
Yeah.
because what's her face? She-Hulk. Jennifer. Jennifer Walters. She becomes, you know, a Hulk in that show. He's like, okay, calm down. She's like, why are you treating me like a rambunctious horse? And he's like, wait, what? Are you you? And she goes, yeah, taller, but yeah. He's like, what? And you can see on his face. He's like, oh my God, it's just me. There's
Yeah.
something wrong with me. I just
Yeah.
don't handle this very well.
Yeah. I like that the at will thing that she's got going on. But yes. I thought it was so yeah, so I did you watch these? Obviously you didn't watch these in the same night because you realized that
No,
one was
I watched.
longer than you thought it
Right, right,
was.
right. So I was playing video games Tuesday night. And I was like, I remember Hulk being a fairly lengthy movie, like over 2 hours. So
Yes.
it's like, do I need to stop and watch this movie? And I pulled up Amazon Prime where you'd rented it, and looked at the time and said 93 minutes. I'm like, really? Huh. I remember it being longer than that. Oh, well, I've got another hour of game time. Do 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 do.
No,
So
you don't.
10:30, I turn off my video games, I start watching the movie, and I'm like, we're like an I look at the clock, I'm like, we're in an hour into the movie, and we're just getting to the Hulk dog attack scene. And I'm like, there's gotta be more than half an hour left. I paused the movie to check the time, and there's an hour and a half left. I'm like, oh, Amazon lied to me. I was up till 1 in the morning watching.
I had no idea. I didn't, because I looked, because when I was looking to see where it was playing and I saw that it was on Amazon, I looked there and I'm like, oh, this is 2.5 hours.
IMDb has it right. 2 hours and 18 minutes.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I'm starting this now. And I didn't get through it all in one night. Someone fell asleep. So I had to finish it on my lunch break on yesterday, and then I watched the 2008 in its entirety last night.
I had forgot that Danny Elfman did the score to Hulk
What?
2003.
Right?
And by the end of the movie, I
I
had
forgot
again
again.
forgot that Danny Elfman did the score to Hulk 2003. That is the most
Un
restrained score I have ever heard from him. Now, I was like,
Yes, yes.
occasionally, I was like, if you listen really closely, it's like, I can hear the Danny Elfman-ness of the melody and some of the instrumental arrangements, but overall, that was a very subdued score.
Yes.
Particularly from it's like, why did we hire? I mean, it's a fine score.
Yeah.
It's just really unnotable, and I never would have guessed why I keep forgetting he did the score. I can only imagine that Ang Lee was like, pull it back, pull it back. That's too Danny Elfman, I guess.
Yeah, it was same because the beginning credits were rolling. I was like, "Burr, Danny Elfman, how?" Because we talk about him all the time, and like
There's
this
not a lot
movie's
of score to the movie at all.
no,
A
no.
lot of it is just quiet, which is good because most of the dialogue is whispered. I
Okay,
don't
thank
think
you,
Eric Bana
thank
speaks
you.
above a whisper throughout the entire movie.
Neither does Academy Award-winning Jennifer Connelly, which.
I don't think she does either.
Why? Why does she whisper everything? Why did she play this? Hi, I'm a scientist, but I am going to play the most damsel in distress that has ever damseled in distress. And I'm like, but you're not. You're fine. You're fine. Calm down. Like you've got more together than like anyone else in this movie. So like, speak up. You're fine. I really did. I was.
To be fair, I did not have a problem hearing any of the dialogue. I understood
No,
what everyone was
but it
saying,
was
but I
so
really noticed that
breathy.
everyone is talking like this.
It is. It's all breathy. It's nothing is supported. I'm like, you all had to have tea with honey at the end of the day, didn't you? Because, like, boy, your vocal cords are really upset with you. You didn't support any of that. It was very weird. And I'm sorry. And I.
The gain on the microphones knob was broken and it was all the way up. And they're like, you're gonna have to deliver all the dialogue really slow because the gain's stuck all the way up. Sorry.
And like, I understand that, like, Bruce's character in the 2003 Hulk version, or whatever, but like, I under like Eric Bana's wardrobe annoyed the crap out of me. I realize, as I sit here in a men's t-shirt. This is and jammy pants that you don't see. But like, I don't get my clothes tailored. That's fine. I
Teddy
walk
bears
around
and
with things.
choo-choo trains.
Choo
Choo-choo.
choo. It's honestly, they have Jack Skellington on them because of course
Not
they
Jack.
do, because why wouldn't they have Jack Skellington on them? Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
I'm just resetting the camera because it was out of focus.
Oh, I was like, okay, bye. He's like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. But like, there's some suspension of disbelief that I need, especially when her clothes are like pristinely tailored to her body, and his clothes quite literally look like the little boy in Big grew up. Like,
I
it
think,
was terrible. And I
yeah,
get that
the
he's
white button up and
a
the
scientist who maybe
trousers
is baggy
that
and like
are
doesn't, because this is before he's Hulk even. Like, it's not like he needed the room yet.
I think they were going
He's
for
just
really
terrible.
dorky scientist guy, and Eric
Yeah,
Bana
but
is just not that physique.
no,
It just
but
looked weird. It looked like he
it.
didn't know how to dress himself.
Yeah, he looked like a. Yeah, it was bad. I was like, I. Yeah, it was really off. It was off-putting in a way that it took me out. I was like, man, just you. No one wears pants like that. Like it. Like those. Like. No, those trousers aren't working
So
for
you
me.
have Eric Bana and Jennifer Connelly whispering all their dialogue. Then you
Yes.
have Sam Elliott and Nick Nolte,
Yelling.
neither of which whisper, but both of them speak in low growls.
Yeah.
They're just down here all the time. Yeah, so it's a very quiet. I think Josh Lucas might be the only one who yells in the movie. I think the Hulk and Josh Lucas might be the only ones who yell in the movie.
Yeah, and yeah, it was very interesting. I and Josh Lucas's character, what a zero note character that is.
Which is interesting for a movie that is clearly trying to do a lot of character stuff.
Yeah.
I find to avoid burying the lead here,
Sure.
I don't think Hulk 2003 by Ang Lee succeeds at what it sets out to do, and I wouldn't even call it a good movie, but I would call it a very interesting movie.
Yes. So I'm going to
And
compare it to the
stylish
other
too.
one. I'm going to compare it to the other one later, but to just keep it on this one. Because it changes the origin story of the Hulk. Like,
Oh,
that
yes, yeah.
is it. So watching them back to back is a very interesting, like, it was a very interesting watch back to back anyways, in that
I mean,
they
more,
are
it really
truly.
adds a lot more backstory. The basic incident that starts at that makes him the Hulk is roughly the same idea, but there's a lot of preamble to it, which is new to
Yeah.
me anyway. I don't recall.
It kind of is like there's something in his blood already that was passed down from his dad, because his dad was doing experiments on him, himself,
Yeah.
pardon me. So like there's that whole tragic, because he's not Bruce Banner. He's Bruce Kazumara Kaczynski, something or
Yeah,
other.
he
He's like
got.
an adopted kid, you know, and so you know, he's got that whole emotional baggage of who am I? I'm Jean Valjean. So, you know, he has that whole, and you know, and of course he's like, you know, and then there's, you know, Jennifer Connelly of, I just wish you would know who you are and, you know, look deeper into yourself. And then when he's like, get your
I
hair
love
out of
how
your face.
when you do the impression, you're doing the looking out from under the smoky-eyed look, and also the constant flipping of the hair. It's like, yeah, she's
Constant.
sexy and she knows it.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh, woman. And I love her, but I'm just
Yes, you're
like, oh
Jennifer
shoot.
Connelly. We're all
We
painfully aware you're Jennifer
we're
Connelly. Thank
so
you.
aware of who you are. We just needed to switch. Like, we just needed Liv Tyler to go into that movie instead of go in the other. That's neither here nor there. So interesting, like, change of a backstory, and then of course the conflict was different because he has to like fight his dad, in the end, and everything.
Yeah,
It's
never been.
also,
I mean, the character that I think the enemy that his dad becomes, I think, is at least a play on the Absorbing Man. But
it's an
that was,
interesting.
as far as I'm aware, that was never Bruce's dad. I think that was Creel, who is the Crusher Creel, who's just
Yeah, and I think that that's an intro. I
boom.
like that superpower. It's scary as heck,
Yeah, it's
but
neat.
it's a very neat power. Eric Bana's Hulk is really green, very 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 green,
Yeah.
and huge and powerful, like huge. Like, he's a different Hulk than.
Yeah, this one, there is, generally speaking, in most of the way Hulk is portrayed in the books, the angrier he gets, and it's kind of not clear if it's an increase in anger level or if it's just the longer he stays really angry, the more
Oh, interesting.
he gets, that's typically not depicted as he gets physically larger, which is what happens in this movie. As he gets pissed off, he actually becomes larger until he's like 15 feet tall. Yeah, this is of the film of Hulks, definitely the largest we've seen, and I kind of hard to judge scale from the comic books, but I don't recall Hulk ever being that big. Abomination is typically portrayed as being, I mean, Hulk is usually like 8 or 9 feet tall or something like that, and Abomination usually is at least a head taller than him. Even Red Hulk's usually larger. But yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Banner Hulk being like 15 feet tall.
Yeah, he's huge in that one.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my.
I don't have a problem with that. I think it's fine. I do like the fact that he's got the pants on, and then he grows into Hulk, and now he's wearing like cut off shorts, and then he gets even bigger, and they're like kind of turning into Speedos. And then in the dog fight, he completely loses his shorts.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. The two things that I find when he comes back to being Bruce in the Eric Bana version, I do enjoy that he's like starving. Like that one morning she's watching him eat
Kind of
breakfast.
like the idea they do this with the Flash a lot, is he needs to eat, and because he just burns through calories like nobody's business.
So I kind of liked that moment. Not kind of, I mean, I did like that moment when she's like looking at him eat breakfast and he's like shoveling it in his face. And I only think they do that once, maybe.
Think so, yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that that was, I think they should have done it again or something. But I thought it was very kind of funny. I thought, you probably did burn crap of calories. My guess is, yeah, you're probably pretty hungry. But he also was like always wet when he came back down, like he was always like in a puddle of some
Yeah,
sort.
he like
The
he like
perspiration maybe?
steams. It's like, well, I
Or
mean, we're mostly water, so maybe he's just burning off most of that excess
maybe
water weight or something, because it does get all steamy and he's
it,
a bit moist.
it just, yeah, it's a weird thing. I can't say I did or didn't like. I will say I appreciated, pardon me, the comic book look of
The
the.
paneling and stuff,
Thank you. I thought that its use worked a lot. I thought its use didn't work a lot. So, which is why I'm like, there's a lot of times that I was. I could see, but I appreciated. Like I was like, it's a comic book movie. I like
I generally liked
new.
it, because it, as you were intimating, it came off as more than just a gimmick. It's like, look, comic book movies, so we're doing comic book panels, and that's our only motivation. I felt Ang Lee took the opportunity to take advantage of that style to enhance what he was trying to communicate in any given scene. For example, I think it worked really well when he was doing science montage. Someone's in the lab doing science. We're over here doing this thing, but there's another window showing a thing over here, and another window showing a thing, and it's telling a story that, if you didn't have this type of display, the montage would have been 3 times as long, or maybe not as clear. I think it was a really great way. I think he took advantage of a way to do the science montage in a more compact time frame while getting to show all the stuff that he wanted to show in a clear and coherent way. But he also did some other really interesting things. Like, there's a great shot towards the beginning of the movie where Connelly, or well, Betty and Bruce are in the same room, and they're talking, but there's a distance between them. And then one of the panels pops up between them, separating the two, and it's Josh Lucas. I'm like, that's pretty good. I like that. Yeah, just things like that I'm like, there's actually a narrative and story and character reason for the panels moving the way they do or being where they are. And I really appreciated that. So overall, it also gives the movie its own unique look. I love how he went just all in on making all of the genetic goop stuff purple and green. Just really bright in your face purple and green.
Oh yeah. Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought that was fun. While we're on the subject, what do you think of we touched on a little bit, but what do you think of Hulk's design in this film?
I don't dislike it. I thought it was very, like I said, it was very green.
It is a weird shade of
It's
green.
a weird shade of green to me,
It
but
feels like, I think they went with this shade of green because I think they were trying to really hearken to the same shade of body paint that Lou Ferrigno wore in the show. I think that's why it's that kind of weird color.
yes, but I appreciate, because the one thing I'll say, I know. The one thing I'll say about Eric Bana and Mark Ruffalo that I don't agree with, or I don't think about, not agree with, that's the wrong word, that I don't think about Edward Norton is Bana and Ruffalo, their Hulks look like it's them. I don't think that Edward Norton's Hulk looks like Edward Norton.
Not a thing like him.
Which.
Which is kind of weird
Which
because
is weird.
in the briefly in The Incredible Hulk, there's mention that I'm in there, I'm along for the ride. I can kind of remember a little bit about what's going on, and Betty's like, you're in there. Whereas in the Ruffalo version, especially in the first movie he appeared in The Avengers, he always refers to him as the other guy.
Yeah.
And it looks exactly like him. It just looks
Yeah.
like a big green Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
So kind of an interesting choice. But yeah, the green color in the Eric Bana Hulk is, he looks kind of made out of clay. It's
Yeah.
part of the rendering because not only is the color really even, again, like he got slathered with the green body paint,
Yeah.
there's not much real skin texture.
No, he's just there. Like, he's just
This was
a,
over 20 years ago, so.
he definitely looks action figure-y.
Yeah. But,
Like, he doesn't look like he's green screen. He doesn't look like he's
no,
stop motion or anything. He looks
Compositing is
fine,
quite good.
but he's definitely
Fact,
not.
there's a couple of shots that if they pull back far enough, it's like, holy shit, that looks really, really good. Most of
Yeah.
it, one of the things I really like about this Hulk, though, is he feels as big as he's portrayed. Definitely big and strong and can move exceptionally fast, but it
Yeah.
also feels like he doesn't feel like a he doesn't run like a track athlete who has a completely different build runs. He runs like someone who's just using pure raw physical power to propel himself forward at
Yeah, because he's like just jumping,
yeah
almost like flying, but he's not flying, but he's just like soaring through the air because of these big ass long jumps. Yeah.
Yeah, and and I love the fact that I love the rebound he does when he always hits the ground, because he hits the ground and he just boom, boom, he like bounces, and he has a lot of tangible momentum that will throw him off balance, particularly when he recovers from long jumps or falling from high places. He'll hit the ground and the ground kind of just buckles under him, and and he rebounds off it. I think it does a really nice job of making him feel like a massive object that's just colliding with shit and rebounds off of it too, rather than just, sticking the 3-point superhero landing, right? No,
Right.
he
Yeah.
hits it that hard and he can't help but bounce up a bit because that's
Right.
just how physics works. So I liked that. I also found it kind of interesting that this Hulk goes out of his way to not kill people. I don't, there's probably collateral damage, but I don't think anyone actually dies because none of these,
Josh Lucas
none of,
dies.
don't, Josh Lute, but that's his own damn fault. Hulk doesn't kill him.
Fair.
All of the helicopters that fall out of the sky, none of them explode, right? They all just hit the ground. When he's ripping the tanks apart, he like holds a thing and he shakes the people out of it
Yeah,
before he
yeah.
starts smashing stuff. And
Yeah. And he like bends that thing into it, and the guy's like, yeah, like he does
yeah.
that.
And
That is true.
I love the
Yeah.
I like the physical performance of the Hulk. Because he has a lot of those just where he's just like he just
Yeah. Yeah.
pissed off and can't help but just
Yeah.
just pure anger that just there's nowhere
Yeah.
to put it and you just
He's
tighten up and
Yeah. Yeah.
but he also has they also have some really nice moments that I think are held back by over 20-year-old animation, where some personality comes through, like when he rips the turret off the tank, he's walking at the other one, he does a thump thump, against his hand. He has a bit where he's always unsteady when he's jumping through the air, and there's a quiet moment where he's soaring through the air, and it's just
And he's
like,
like, yes, I like
just
that
kind
one.
of
Where he's
feel
like,
the breeze.
yeah, I like that one. I like that one.
But I think I'm going to guess that the facial stuff, I think a lot of the physical performance was mocapped, but I don't get the sense that the facial animation, the expressions, I think that was probably all hand animated and keyframed. Maybe they had references, but I don't think the facial performance
Oh,
was mocapped.
probably not.
So I think the Edward Norton Hulk had the same problem where I get what emotions they're going for, particularly when Hulk chills and starts to feel bad, starts to come down off that ragey high. It's like, I get what you're going for,
Yeah.
but I don't believe it. That,
Right.
the acting isn't selling it.
Right.
Whereas
Right.
I think the Mark Ruffalo Hulk does in way later movies when they start actually mocapping Ruffalo to get actual performance out of him, you actually believe, pardon me, believe the
Mark.
emotion. Pardon. Believe the emotion that is on the character's face. Whereas in these two movies, particularly in this early one, 2003, it's not quite, it's there enough where it's like, okay, I can see the, I can, it's like the difference between, I don't know, the bad analogy. There's a stop sign. It says stop. Yeah, I see it. I got it. It's noticeable. But then you have a stop sign that's written in beautiful calligraphy or something. It's like,
Ha,
oh yes,
I will stop then. Give me something to work
yeah.
with.
So.
But it was it, the you've seen both of these movies, yes?
Had seen them before?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, no. I'm
I've
just
been
making it
making
up as
this
I
up.
go along, Kel. You had seen them both before, yes?
Think
Yes.
she's buying it. Yeah. We saw 2003 in the theater.
Yes, we saw 2003 in the theater. That one I remember. I do remember seeing. I remember I had seen them both before. I don't I do remember that we saw 2003 in the theater. I don't remember
2008, 9? What's it?
eight, but I
Eight?
don't
We didn't see that. I think
know.
you were either in New York or.
So yeah, I was either, I think I was in New York or on the road. So like, I don't remember like who I would have seen that with or where I would have seen that, but like I do remember seeing it. I just don't remember the context with which I've seen it. Have you seen the many times or since or like
Not many. I own them both on DVD, so
right.
I had so I probably saw them both a second time a year and a half after they came out in theaters, because I watched again when I bought the DVD and
Of
audio
course.
commentary behind the scenes and stuff like that. Oh, we actually come to think of it, I think Ang Lee actually did the body motion capture for Hulk. I think I remember him
Oh, well,
wearing
that's
those giant
exciting.
shoulder pads and arguing all over the place.
That's funny. He was really hot at that time.
Yeah, he had like 2 years before he'd come off that he did the Freddy versus Jason movie.
Well, he did Crouching Tiger, didn't he?
I believe
Is
so.
that who he was?
I think
Isn't
so.
it? Isn't that what Ang Lee did? I mean, he did. I mean,
He's
he's done a lot else, but like, I meant of the time, like, what made him
of
at
course
that time
in
such a.
stuff that was in America that was Crown
Like, I think that.
Crouching Tiger hit, yes.
Yes, that's.
Yeah, that was Ang Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was 2000, was it? Yeah, 2000. So yeah, that was not made for American or Western audiences, but it came over and became real big. And yeah, he did.
Michelle Yeoh was introduced to us, right?
I'd say
I
more.
wouldn't say she was
What's
introduced to us.
the young ones? Zong
Z
Zeton,
oh,
like that.
Zihi Zhang. Right?
Yeah, it depends on which name you want
Which do you want to
to
put
pronounce.
first?
It should be
That's okay.
Americanized, right? So
Sorry. Yeah.
Zhi and Zhang or
Zhang
something.
Zihi. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of her early films. Michelle Yeoh has been doing stuff since the 80s.
True, 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 true.
Although that was probably a lot of any American who was not into Hong Kong cinema probably hadn't seen Michelle Yeoh in much.
Thank you. Like those who don't often partake of foreign cinema.
Yeah. So
This was one
definitely
of
not
the.
her. Yeah. I mean, it definitely, like Chow Yun-fat was in that movie, and that was definitely, that might have been a lot of, although, what was the one he was in with Mira Sorvino? Was that Replacement Killers or something?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that was earlier than this. So I think he had, well,
He had broken in a little bit.
He was in a lot of John Woo films that were really popular in America, like
Because
Hardboiled
we like our fighter films. We
Killer
like
with
our, yeah, we like those kind of
So
films.
yeah, I think more Americans were like, oh yeah, he was the guy who uses the two guns in the movie, in the those Chinese movies with the with all the doves in them,
With the
right?
doves, yeah. John
Like,
Woo with the
the dove guy, the dove,
doves.
the double gun things, right?
No, the reason I ask you if you'd sound them before is
Wait,
because
his
I had
name
seen.
is Fat? Yes. Well, his parents must not have liked it. It's not what it means in that language, man. Come on. Although I'll admit, when I was a kid, Chow Yun Fat. That's I'm sorry, man.
Like all three of those mean something else here. So the reason I ask about had you had seen them
Or
or
Yoon?
not,
Yoon.
huh?
I'm trying to think. I think it's Yoon. No, Yun.
Oh, probably. Is because I remember
Doing the time
I
warp?
remember not having
Doing the time warp?
I do. And I remember not having like the greatest feelings about either movie. Like just in memory, right? I remember having seen both of them and being like, "Oh man, Hulk doesn't really have a great, movie." 'Cause like no one talks through it. Like they're really like even though the 2008 technically is canon, even though it's not Ruffalo. And I think like in one of the Avengers movies, they kind of make fun of it. He's like, I was a different man back then, or something. Like,
They definitely do that in the She-Hulk movie, where Jennifer's on the phone with her cousin Bruce, and he's like, "Oh, that was a long time ago. I'm a totally different person now." She looks at the camera. She's like, "Ah, yeah."
Okay, maybe like it,
I
but
know.
yeah.
Maybe Deadpool points it out or something like that.
But like, so the 2000.
There's a couple lines where you can interpret that, like when they recast Terrence Howard in Iron Man 2
Sure.
with Don Cheadle. He goes, "Rhodey." He goes, "Yes, it's me. I'm here. Let's move on." It's like, okay, we recast the role. We get it.
Yeah. So
And now that I know more about Terrence Howard, I don't blame anyone for not wanting to work with him. Holy shit.
These are all true things. But having watched The Incredible Hulk, the one that is quote unquote canon, I have thoughts.